What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
Good evening.
And we got another two episodes of Freddy's Nightmares for you. So tonight we'll be covering episode 15 and 16. So we'll just start it right out with episode 15, School Days. And in this one, a Springwood High student is summoned to the principal's office and begins having nightmares that lead him to the school's surprising secret. Then another student dreams about failing his SATs. Okay, so first half of the story, I was pretty interested right away, just with Steven seeing his relationship with his father. I kind of wanted more there, and just to see, you know, why they're, you know, at each other's necks like that and stuff like that. We end up getting like this really bizarre and at times convoluted story that leads us to a conclusion where the fucking school is making robots. I don't know what the fuck. Definitely cocaine filled idea here, and it just didn't work for me. I didn't have a good time with that conclusion to the story. And then the second half with this fucking Matt guy, I wanted to beat my head into the wall with the fucking SAT thing, just because it felt like one of those like after school TV shows that are talking about kids in high school and like some kids having a nightmare about the SATs. I mean, that's the way it just played out. And it was, I fucking didn't like it. And it just sucks because, like, at the beginning of this episode, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good one. By the end of this one, I was like, oh, fuck, this thing. this is not fucking a good time for me. I don't know. I just thought especially the SAT thing, that shit was just so fucking lame. And then the other thing was just so bizarre and confusing with the story that it just didn't make really a lot of sense, and it wasn't entertaining enough for me to forgive it for not making sense.
Not to throw the director Michael Klein under the bus, but he has 3 credits.
Oh god.
2 episodes of the horrible television adaptation of the Dolly Parton film 9 to 5.
Okay.
1 episode of She's the Sheriff, which starred Suzanne Summers after she left Three's Company, and this bombed and barely lasts 2 seasons. And his last directing credit, this episode of Freddy's Nightmares. I guess they...
It was the nail in the coffin. Yeah, then.
Pretty much.
That's fucking funny. Well, I mean, hey, I guess he shouldn't have quit his day job, but...
Well, I mean, he's probably back at it.
Yeah, he's what the fuck is the burger place called?
Beefy Boy?
Yeah, he's working at Beefy Boy. probably like all excited because somebody finally is talking about his episode in a review, and then he watches this and like, look at these 2 fucking douchebags.
That's all right. You can hate us in the comments.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Always welcome.
Yeah. Well, he did 2 episodes of, was it 9 to 5? Yeah, so. Hey, as much shit as I give it, he got paid to do a Freddy, something with Freddy. So,
hey, yeah, I mean, that's more bragging rights than I have.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you? Did this do anything for you? Or is this
no,
the shits for you?
This
too?
Was just this. I felt I tried to watch this episode, okay, twice at night because I like to watch them at night. Maybe my last thing of the night. First time I was like, okay, I'm too high for this shit. Got about halfway through and fell asleep. Second time, nah, I was fine. Still fell asleep. I was like, all right, I'm going to have to watch this son of a bitch in the day when I'm awake. And
yeah.
So I did that, and I was like, fuck, I wish I fell asleep again.
Yeah. Yeah. This was definitely like one of the ones that was harder to get through too. Like, just because the whole SAT thing is so uninteresting, and like, the dream sequences are straight up like some shit you would see where some kid's having a nightmare and some fucking after school show, and maybe if Freddy was haunting him and being like, don't fuck up your SATs, kid, like that would have been a little bit fucking funnier. But like nobody, I don't even think anybody died, did they?
I don't know. Fucking, I've already blocked that.
Yeah, I'm trying to block as much as I can.
I think someone did, maybe. I don't remember. Yeah.
Not to mention, the Freddy portions were also pretty weak on this. Like, there wasn't one that had me pretty excited. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's just rate this episode. So, I was tossed up between the two and the 2.5, but I think this one does deserve the 2.
I'm a little lower on this one. I'm a 1.5.
Well,
yeah, it's a little bit more below average, I think, for me.
I gotcha.
So far, this is my lowest rated one.
Yeah. And probably my second lowest, if not my lowest too. So, moving on now to episode 16, Cabin Fever, and in this one, a jittery airline heir finds himself on a flight to hell. Meanwhile, a stewardess goes home with a charming passenger who may be too good to be true. So, fucking had a great time with this episode. I mean, I really, really like this one a lot. Just the beginning with the airline air guy that's wigging out on the plane, it just reminded me of what is it? Terror from the Twilight Zone. Gremlin on the plane. Yeah. Fucking yeah. It reminded me of that. 100%. You could tell they were definitely playing into that vibe too. And like, there's a portion, there's just a scene where the Ash guy is being consoled by this dead stewardess, you know, who's all decayed, and he's puking into a paper bag that this dead little girl is holding for him. And it's just complete insanity. And I fucking loved it. Also, the second half of the story was even more impressive for me. Just because I wasn't expecting this girl to go home with a fucking serial killer and him to have this manor filled with corpses he's fucking around with. Like, that was really cool and not just unexpected. And then for the angle that they take to where it's almost like all men are evil in this story, because, like, you know, she escapes a little bit and then runs into that dude and his sons that are all fucked up too. I thought that was really, really awesome. The little chase sequence we got between her and the killer too was cool. Like when the killer was like screaming at her and its voice had all changed and stuff, I thought that was actually pretty scary shit. And I like this episode a shit ton. This is definitely probably my top episode that doesn't have anything to do with Freddy. So I was really impressed. I honestly wasn't expecting it, just coming out and just reading the description for the episode going in. I was just like, oh, fuck. We got another stupid love interest one in the second half. But this time it fucking delivered the way I wanted it to. Like, dude, when the killer is like going, is in like his little classroom with all the bodies and he's like stitching up their faces and shit, that was fucking really cool and just unexpected. So, this one definitely gets my stamp of approval. But do you have a good time with it too, Todd?
I did. I know a lot of these were going to agree. But yeah, this one I did. You know, you nailed it. Like, it's one that's good both halves.
Yeah.
Which is always nice. But I do think the first half was a little stronger. I like the airplane stuff. But I mean, I have no complaints about the second half. I was happy with it all. I did this one. Directed by John Lafia. He also directed Rebel Without a Car. That was an earlier one.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like that one. Actually.
No, I was going to say, yeah, because we saw when I brought him up before, because this is also the one who wrote Child's Play, directed Child's Play 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it makes sense why I like that. Yeah. Child's Play 2 is my favorite Child's Play movie. So
yeah.
Yeah. So. Fuck yeah. Well, yeah, he definitely hit a home run with this one.
Rebel Without a Car is the first one back at Beefy Boy. So,
yeah, I was not fucking you're happy.
Like, fuck you, Beefy Boy.
Yeah, I'm stuck with this fucking fast food.
Holy shit! Again. Writing something down.
Oh god. Okay. But yeah, this one's good, and I think like even because I don't think Freddy's Nightmares has the best reputation. A lot of people say that this show is terrible, but if you're gonna watch Freddy's Nightmares, this is definitely one of the ones, and you're going to pick and choose what episodes you want to watch. This is one to throw on the list because it's well worth watching.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just rate this one and then get the hell out of here. So for me, I was tossed up between a 3.5 and a 4. I'm going to stick with my 3.5 out of 5 for now, but there may be some room to grow with future viewings. And when I do eventually go back and revisit Freddy's Nightmares after I'm done completing this, you know, years ahead, this is going to be one of the episodes I'm going to stop back on and be like, all right, going to throw this one on.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm a little higher. I'm a 4 on this one. I do really like this one.
All right. Nice. So, another two episodes for you guys. We're making our way towards the end of season one. I think we have about 6 episodes left after this. So coming down the pike here, and then we'll move on to season two right after that. So make sure, if you haven't checked out our other Freddy's Nightmares review videos, please do. They're all on our page. Also, check us out on all the social media bullshits, including patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Starts at just $1. All the links are in the description below. And like, share, subscribe, and comment what you guys thought about this episode and all the other ones. And yeah, I think that's about it. So sweet dreams, motherfuckers.